As U.S. and British forces take control of Iraq, their attention will turn to the challenge of maintaining law and order and reestablishing authority. A retired U.S. Army general, Jay Garner, is set to handle that post-war mission. NPR's Tom Jelton reports Garner's assignment is complicated by disagreement inside the U.S. government.
From the start today, images of celebration in Baghdad were juxtaposed with scenes of looting and lawlessness. It was a reminder of how quickly new problems emerge when the big fighting stops. Eric Schwartz, directing a Council on Foreign Relations project on post-war Iraq, says giving the Iraqi people a new sense of public safety has to be the top U.S. priority right now.
American officials well understand that what happens in the immediate aftermath is going to be critically important. Over the next several days and weeks, if we can get especially the public security piece right, we'll give ourselves an enormous advantage. And if it goes wrong in this area, we're going to have a much tougher road.
For now, U.S. and British troops will have to handle law and order responsibilities themselves. But the work of running Iraq will turn soon to retired General Jay Garner and his staff. Garner is not giving interviews, but a senior official on his team says the post-war security plan calls for working with existing local police departments in Iraq. At the State Department today, spokesman Richard Boucher said some local authorities in Iraqi towns are already helping restore public safety.
I think you've seen the pattern in various places. There's been a certain amount of chaos, right, when the regime has departed or when their control has crumbled. Then order has been established. Local officials have emerged.
But some Iraqi exiles reject this approach of working with existing Iraqi leaders. Ahmad Chalabit, leader of the Iraqi National Congress, was flown into Iraq this week along with several hundred of his exile fighters. He calls them the Free Iraqi Forces. Interviewed on CNN today, Chalabit said he thinks his forces should take over the police work in Iraq. He made that point when a U.S. Marine commander in Nasiriyah convened a meeting there on policing issues.
We sent some of our Free Iraq Forces to that meeting. We have some police officers. We sent one of them. But I think the way to move forward is to create a police force from scratch.
Chalabi's idea of creating a new Iraqi police force from scratch puts him into direct conflict with General Garner's original post-war plan, a point Chalabi himself does not dispute.
This is a problem that we had anticipated, and we had been urging people in the U.S. government to help us establish a force of military police to deal with these issues. Now we must work very hard to get this going.
This dispute over whether to assign policing responsibilities to exile forces or to reconstructed Iraqi police departments is unresolved. At a Pentagon briefing last month, a top member of General Garner's unit said there was no plan at that point to work through Ahmad Chalabi's Iraqi National Congress, or INC. The State Department and the CIA have also argued against giving Chalabi and the INC a prominent role in the post-war reconstruction of Iraqi government. But Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz and other administration officials have argued in favor of Chalabi. Some of General Garner's associates and State Department colleagues have complained that the pro-Chalabi factions in the administration have forced them to work with the INC. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said this week the United States will not impose a government on Iraq. But the Pentagon decision to fly Chalabi and his fighters into Iraq was a clear victory for those in the administration who favor a big role for the Iraqi exiles. How the question is resolved may depend on how events unfold on the ground. In Baghdad, local policemen are nowhere to be seen today. It may be that neither existing police departments nor newly constituted exile forces will be able to take charge, in which case it may be up to the U.S. military to keep order in Iraq for the foreseeable future. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.